Reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 38 to 50. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, we read, "You were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction. So stay together, both outwardly and inwardly." In reflecting upon this verse, Eugene Peterson writes, "Most disappointments in the church are because of failed expectations. We expect a disciplined army of committed men and women who courageously lay siege to the worldly powers. Instead, we find some people who are more concerned with getting rid of the crabgrass in their lawns. We expect a community of saints who are mature in the virtues of love and mercy and find ourselves working on a church supper where there is more gossip than there are casseroles. At such times, it is more important to examine and change our expectations than to change the church. The church is not what we organize, but what God gives. Not the people we want to be with, but the people God gives us to be with. The church is not what we organize, but what God gives. Not the people we want to be with, but the people God gives us to be with." The game Othello consists of 64 squares on a board and 64 discs that are black on one side and white on the other. Playing against each other, two people try to place their pieces in such a way that they can flip their opponent's pieces to their colour. A simple game requiring the willingness to give up some of your discs early in the piece in the hope of winning more of the board at the end. The tagline of the game, Othello, a minute to learn, a lifetime to master. A similar tagline could be offered with the readings of the last few weeks. Being a disciple of Jesus, a minute to learn, a lifetime to master. This is a lesson that is so easily taught, as Kay has already done. Follow Jesus. Welcome people, welcome the weak, welcome the vulnerable, the innocent, those in need. The more you practice the way of welcome, the less time and energy and thought you give to comparing yourself to others and working out who is the greatest. These lessons are hard to master, though. "Lord, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, but he was not following us. Can we stop him?" Did you not just hear what I just said? Welcome people, and if you welcome them in my name, you are welcoming me. And in welcoming me, you are truly welcoming not me, but the one who sent me. Welcome. So no, don't stop those who are doing things in my name. Whoever is not against us is for us. But Lord, they're not following us. Every time the disciples work something out or they glimpse a revelations of heavenly proportions, they then become stuck in their old patterns of thinking. Yes, says Peter, you are the Messiah. So let me tell you how you should go about doing that. Yes, say the disciples, we hear your words about you being killed. So we're going to argue about who's the greatest. Yes, says John, we know we are supposed to follow you, but we think we can now tell others what to do because we're closer to you than they are. Don't you understand yet, says Jesus. When I say welcome the least, when I say don't be a stumbling block, when I say get behind me so that you can follow me, these things are the most important. When you think your way is better, remember to welcome others. When you think you're more important or want to argue about who is the greatest, remember to serve the least. Remember to serve the least, not argue about who's the least. When you want to point out the error in the ways of others, and believe me, there's so many, remember to cut off your offending limb. That's not very nice, Jesus. When you want to argue and when you want to fight in a way that denigrates, demeans, dehumanizes another, first find a way to add salt to the life of another. If there is one thing we have learned in these past few weeks, there is always more to following Jesus than just tagging along and being kind. It's a good start. It's a great start. But being stuck there in that mentality of I've just got to be kind to people shortchanges the vision Jesus has of the disciples, of you and of me, participating in the kingdom of God here on earth, here and now. And so the disciples' behavior and attitude reflects our own. When Jesus says, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, we want to argue about the technicalities. How much do I have to deny of myself? Like if I just do 10%, would that be enough? When Jesus says, welcome a child and welcome God, we want to argue about whether the child deserves our welcome, whether they reciprocate in kind or whether the last time we did it, it didn't work out very well. When Jesus says, even someone who gives you a cup of water because you bear my name, we want to argue about whether the water is sparkling and in the glass. When Jesus says, when your hand, your eye, your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and remove it, we find a way to argue about whether we should take off the right or the left. And Jesus consistently says, welcome the little one. Serve the least. Get out of the way of those whose practice of love is genuine. Walk behind me and you will learn the right way. And because of the peace of God, add flavor to the lives of others. Add flavor. Preserve the compassion of your fellow disciples. Purify and make holy the pattern of discipleship you see in one another. Purify and make holy the pattern of discipleship you see in one another. And if you say you're not seeing it, let me tell you who's got the problem. Enhance the words, the actions, the thoughts of others. Add to them. Stop being stingy and trying to take from them because you're afraid. And the only reason we take is because we're afraid. Have salt in your lives so that you can be at peace with one another. Have salt in your lives so that you can be at peace with one another. Soon we will leave this time and place, and the words of Jesus will hopefully linger in the hallways of our hearts. Welcome one another. Welcome one another. And be at peace with one another. And don't wait for someone else to start. You're it. As God has loved you, so we love others. And perhaps we will be encouraged to remember, yes, I will follow Jesus. I won't hold judgment about the lives of others who speak out with the name of Jesus upon their tongues. I am so convicted of God's love for us through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. I will put myself to the path of following Jesus, of welcoming others, of celebrating when good news is shared. And I will, with God helping me, remove from my life anything which causes me to stumble. I don't need you to do it for me, thanks very much. I'm great at removing things myself. God and I have got that sorted. I don't need you to tell me. Surprise, surprise. Unless I haven't seen it. Any thought in my heart that is not of God, that is an evil intention, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm just going to cut it out. That's what I'm going to do after we leave today. Spend my day getting rid of evil intentions. And believe me, I've got a few. It's a minute to learn. What's that? Why do you always have to disagree with me? You're not listening to me. Oh, great. That church is all we're doing things differently to me and I don't like it. That person's been kind to me. That's nice, but it would be better if they were Christian. How many times have I heard that? I upset you. You upset me first. Or that really good one. He was going to hit me first, so I hit. Did I offend you? Look, it's hard to change. And anyway, your expectations are too high. You make it hard for me. Have you looked at yourself lately? Lord, Lord, look at these people and they're making it so hard for me. Can I stop them? Can I let them know how good I am? They're getting in my way of being first. Lord, Lord, do something. And turning and looking at his disciples, Jesus reiterates what he has said and will continue to say. Listen. Listen. The Son of Man is walking the path of vulnerability and betrayal, and he will be killed. And on the third day, he will rise again. So, get behind me and don't be a stumbling block to others. Follow me, says Jesus. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Welcome the little ones and see you are welcoming the one from whom all life flows. Welcome the little ones and see you are welcoming the one from whom all life flows. And have some flavouring in your life. Just a pinch, not looking to overindulge with salt. We know it's not good for cholesterol. It's no better for us as Christians. We don't need to be overwhelmed with flavour. We just need a little pinch. Just a pinch more than what you have currently will add to the lives of others. You add flavouring to the life of another. And then you'll be at peace. And you won't be so worried about what everybody else is doing. Following Jesus, a minute to learn, a lifetime to master, and it always starts with the next moment. Amen.